If God can do the things we learn about in church, then why doesn't he give Dad his old job back?
God does provide for all his children, but in many different ways. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Sometimes life just seems unfair. Maybe one of your parents has lost their job or has gotten sick, and you begin to wonder if God's really paying attention at all. If so, just remember what Jesus said in Luke 12, verses 24 and 25. Look at the birds. They don't plant, harvest, or save food in houses or barns, but God feeds them, and you are worth much more than them. Now, our story today, it's called A Different Way. Emma lay in bed listening to her parents' voices on the other side of the wall. "We can't afford a vacation this year, Lindsay," Dad's voice sounded sad. Emma could barely hear her mother's worried voice. "How are we going to pay this bill, Jeff?" Emma huddled deeper under her blankets. She knew her parents didn't want her to worry, but her stomach hurt. Everything was different. First, Dad lost his job. Then Mom worked longer hours. Dad searched for a new job every day, yet Emma had overheard her parents say they might need to move. "God, can't you give my dad his job back?" Emma prayed as she drifted to sleep. Mom poked her head into Emma's room the next morning. "Time to get ready for church, sleepyhead." "Why?" Emma asked. "If God can do the things we learn about in church, why doesn't he give Dad a job?" "Get ready," Mom told her. "We'll talk some more after breakfast." After Emma rinsed her cereal bowl, Mom led her outside. "Look at the bird feeder." "Mom, we haven't filled it since Dad lost his job," Emma pointed out. "Are the birds worried about the empty feeder?" Mom asked. Emma looked around. She saw sparrows nibbling in the trees, others rooted in the grass, and still more perched on their neighbor's feeder. "No," Emma answered. "For years, God provided for our family through Dad's job," Mom explained. "God is still providing, but in different ways." "Like how the birds that used to come to our feeder now go other places?" Emma asked. "Yes," said Mom. The Bible stories you learn in church remind us how God has helped many people through many hard times in many different ways. He helped us when we needed it most by sending Jesus to save us from sin, and we can trust him to help us in every situation we face. Church is also where we can connect with other Christians and hear them thank God for what he's done to help them. Their words remind us that God is with us and cares for us even though our situation may be different from theirs. And thanking God at church for providing for us might help someone else, Emma said as she headed for the car. So, how about you? When life changes, do you think about how God has cared for you in the past? Do you spend time with other Christians who can remind you of his love and promises? Have you thanked him for how he's caring for you now? Remember that God can care for you and your family in many different ways. So, no matter what your situation is, remember God is always with you. His love never fails. Our key verse for today is found in Psalms chapter 105, verse 1.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples.
And our key thought for today, God provides in different ways. Have you been keeping up with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program? If you read all through July, you'll have a chance to win the Keys for Kids Storyteller. And at the end of the summer, you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Learn more at wordwithzach.org.